So we're lucky enough to have Harry Milford with us from the Wilson Grange Footy Club. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. And congratulations, mate, on being the Rising Star nomination for round three.
Thank you very much, mate. It's a really humbling experience to be, I suppose, named the Rising Star of the QAFL.
It's
strong competition.
Yeah, there's a lot of good young players, but you know, it's all about team these days, I guess, but it's really good to get some little bit of an individual nod for your performance against the Magpies.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, you know, that's what we thrive on at Wilson Grange, is just 18 blokes on the field playing their role each week. So yeah, these awards will come about when we're all doing that. So
yeah, I guess, yeah. You know, it's a bit of a cliche to say that you have a lot of even contributors, but I really feel like that's something that I've seen from Wilson Grange. It just seems like everyone seems to be on the same page. Has that been a bit of result from the new coach, Nathan Clark?
Coming from UQ, I haven't really experienced any other of the coaches, but I'm sure that's the same game plan that Matt Truella would have instilled in his team just from playing against them. They were always just that team that just gelled so well, and we're all on the same page, you know, in terms of defense and things like that, and just their general structures around the ground. So, and I've learnt obviously that that's the way you got to play here, and definitely Clarkie's instilled that in us the whole preseason. You know, if we all play as a team and play our role, you know, we really do have a pretty special list with plenty of depth. So, yeah.
So, you've gotten the award for your performance against the Western Magpies. Can you walk us a little bit through the game from your perspective?
So, coming into the game, it was kind of that one on the calendar that you look at and you go, Sherwood at home, at their home ground. You know, Clarkie obviously coaching there last year. We just knew. And you know, just the Magpies game, the way they play, just they break you down stoppage by stoppage. That's how they go about their footy. And I suppose, you know, we pride ourselves on our contested footy. I think this year, like the way we've been training, we've been doing a lot on that. So we knew it was going to be a pretty tough contest, and it turned out exactly where we thought. You know, we knew we'd have to grit it out, put in a four quarter performance, and yeah, I suppose to come away with the win was such a great feeling. You know, with the pressure of losing to Morningside the week before, you know, yeah, we won against Sandgate, but what can we do against the, you know, the better teams of the competition? So to have that confidence now that we can win against those good teams is such a good feeling. And, you know, I still feel like we're learning on the go. You know, we're obviously I think we have, Clark, you mentioned it the other night, we have 8 new players on our list. So, I think that's a real credit to our leadership group. Names like, you know, Britton, Huey Campbell, yeah, just players like that. It's just, they're so good for our culture around the group, and, you know, for 8 new players to come in and feel welcome, be able to play their own game and follow the game plan properly and get a win like that was, yeah, real, real good confidence booster after. I suppose a bit of a dampening loss to Morningside after coming up with a good win on Anzac Day. So
yeah, I watched the Anzac game, and I sort of thought you missed Steve Britton a little bit. Was it good to have the skipper back against the Magpies? He just seems to play a really important role there, going up into the midfield and then hitting the forward line as well.
Yeah, other than just, you know, obviously drawing so much attention by opposition teams, he's just such a great leader, and you know, he voices his opinion and everyone listens in and just knows that, you know, what he says is like, it's good. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So what sort of player would you say you are? I mean, I know you're sort of known as a bit of a crafty small forward, but is that how you see your game?
Well, just during the preseason, Clarky and I had a conversation about it, and, you know, yes, I've played a lot of forward, but, I feel like I want to develop my game further. I feel like, you know, just playing in the forward line and only training there is hard to develop other skills. I really want to work on my contested work, so that's what I did. I trained a fair bit with the midfield throughout the preseason. I really think it's helped me Just the way I attack the footy now, and just little things. I feel like I'm a bit cleaner with my hands, and a bit better with my body. Body work's been a big thing too. So, yeah, I feel like I'm coming into a more well-rounded player than just forward line ability.
Sounds really good. And it's Broadbeach up next.
Yeah, Broadbeach up next. Away, so make the trek down on Saturday, and should be another really good game, another good test for us. This is only our second away game, so it's good to play at some away games to get, you know, see how we're going. You know, it's all well to just play well on your home deck, but what can you do at away grounds with a bit more pressure? So yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for your time, mate, and congratulations again on being the Rising Star nomination for round 3.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right. Cheers.